Good afternoon. I'm Vin Ebneux. The weather in New Jersey has been nothing short of chaotic this month, but state climatologist Dave Robinson at Rutgers says it's not just the Garden State that's been experiencing these busy patterns either, one after the other.
This is a national phenomenon, and actually it's been awfully stormy in Europe as well. Snow in England and massive snowstorm in Moscow.
But both Robinson and chief meteorologist Dan Zarrow say they haven't seen as active a period as this within a single winter season in 3 or 4 years, and we should easily surpass the average number of significant snow events for New Jersey winters. We've had 9 so far, with 2 or more inches reported somewhere in the state. We'll see how many we get tomorrow. Governor Murphy has emerged from quarantine, although we still have winter ahead. Murphy was quarantining after a family member tested positive for COVID last week. He has tested negative for the virus. Asked about wearing 2 masks at a public event, the governor cited the CDC recommendation to wear 2 masks as a more effective way of preventing transmission of the virus. Long Branch Middle School is now going virtual to online learning, citing a new case of COVID-19 within the school community. School officials did not say whether the person infected was a student or a staff member. The Asbury Park Press reports the principal urged parents to keep students home when sick, wash hands with soap and water, wear masks in school, do not share food or utensils, and limit close contact with those who are sick. In-person instruction is set to resume February 23rd. Still no toxicology results, but 911 audio calls help describe the moments ahead of a double deadly wrong-way crash on the Parkway New Year's Day in Ocean County. In calls obtained by Town Square Media News, one person describes an erratic driver, while another shares the Ocean County area.
I'm on the Parkway North. Somebody's driving the wrong way. I passed them at exit 80 just a few minutes ago.
The crash at milepost 68.1 in Barnegat killed both drivers involved, Emily Soch of Ewing and Colleen Roche of Barnegat. State police have said the 25-year-old Soch was the driver headed against traffic. Named after St. Michael, the patron saint of police, and St. Camillus, the patron saint of the sick, the Michael Camillus Project, created by the Ocean County Prosecutor's Office, aims to teach members of law enforcement about substance abuse disorder. Ocean County Prosecutor Bradley Bilheimer says the 18-credit course includes 6 intensive classes at Ocean County College.
Students/officers would get a certificate of completion in addiction studies from Ocean County College. And after that, they can sit for a state exam and perform clinical hours to get their certified alcohol and drug counselor designation.
Bilheimer hopes the funding continues because it's an innovative way to break down the stigmas associated with addiction and substance abuse disorders. In sports today, the Knicks are in Orlando for the Magic at 7. The Sixers entertain the Rockets at 7. On Wall Street, the Dow fell 69 this morning and sits at 31,453 as of lunchtime. Weather today, mostly sunny, which is always nice. A little windy at times, though. Highs in the mid-30s. Tonight, cloudy, lows in the mid-20s, with snow, rain, and all sorts of wintry mix coming on Thursday. Check our app for all the latest details. I'm Vin Ebneux on the Town Square Jersey Shore News Network.